Julian of Norwich, Christian mystic and theologian. Julian was born in 1343 and was an English Christian mystic. Her writings are known as the Revelations of Divine Love and are the earliest surviving works by a woman in the English language. Julian is also known as a hermit of the Middle Ages. Some Anglican communities and some Catholics regard Julian as a saint. She lived in the city of Norwich, located in eastern England. Julian lived through the Black Death of 1348 to 1350 and saw the devastating effects it had to the people in Norwich. In 1381, she lived through the Peasants' Revolt, which affected large areas of England. In 1373, at the age of 30, she became seriously ill, and she thought she was going to die. During this time, she received many visions and mystical inner experiences. After she recovered from her illness, she wrote down her experiences. These written accounts are known as the Long Text. Julian lived as a hermit in a small room attached to, now called, Julian's Church in Norwich. The mystic Marjorie Kemp visited Julian and requested counsel from Julian. Marjorie Kemp confirmed in her writings that Julian of Norwich was a well-known mystic, and people sought her out to request counsel and guidance with visions and inner mystical experiences. Julian was seeking isolation from the world, yet she was influential in her lifetime. Her writings, called The Long Text, was first published in 1670 by a Benedictine monk named Cyrinus de Cressy. A modernized version was published in 1864. In 1901, Julian's written works appeared in the British Museum and was transcribed and published with notes by Grace Warrack. Julian of Norwich is classified as an important Christian mystic and theologian. We don't know much of Julian's life except for a few comments about herself in her own writings, which was later published in a book called Revelations of Divine Love. Julian was known as a spiritual authority in her community who served as an advisor. Around the year 1414, Julian was visited by mystic Marjorie Kemp, and this was recorded in Marjorie's book by her requesting spiritual advice from Julian. Marjorie Kemp stated that Julian of Norwich was an expert in divine revelations and provided good counsel. Julian's original manuscript does not exist, yet a copy, now known as the Short Text, survived. Years later, in the 1390s, she began a theological exploration of the meaning of her inner mystical experiences and produced writings now known as the Long Text, which was said to be completed in the 1410s or 1420s. The combining of the Short Text and the Long Text together were published under the title Revelations of Divine Love in 1670. Julian's writings are the only surviving writings of an English hermit. Three of her manuscripts of the long text survived. One is in Paris, and the other two originals is in the British Museum in London. Julian of Norwich is now recognized as one of England's most important mystics. In her writings, she wrote that God sees us as perfect and waits for the day when human souls mature so evil and ill-thought-out decisions will no longer hinder us, and that God is nearer to us than our own soul. Julian is remembered in the Church of England with a feast day on May 8th of each year. The Episcopal Church and Lutheran Church in the United States also commemorate her on May 8th each year. The Catholic Church has not canonized her as a saint, yet Julian is said to have a feast day honoring her on May 13th each year. In one of Julian's mystical experiences, she shares that Jesus appeared to her saying, "All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." The poet T.S. Eliot incorporated in his poem called Little Gidding in 1943 as putting in his poem, "All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." It was T.S. Eliot's poem that renewed the public awareness of Julian's writings. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Julian of Norwich, the Christian mystic and theologian.